Victorian Form Preview for cupweek2020.com.au. Everyone has a ticket to Cup Week at your virtual Melbourne Cup Carnival headquarters. Now on Racing Pulse, the Victorian Form Preview.
Welcome to the Victorian Form Preview here on RSN 927. Matt Nevitt stepping in for Michael Falgate. He's a busy man over the next 7 or so days, Michael. He's got a sub out for Channel 10 duty, so I sub in, and we're looking at Kilmore and Moonee Valley today, and our man who's going to help us find all of the winners there at Kilmore this afternoon is Harry White, and he joins us on the line. Good morning to you, Harry.
Good morning, Hornet. How are you?
I'm good, thank you, Matt. It's an exciting time of the year, isn't it?
It is. It's a busy time of the year, but it's very exciting. Plenty of racing going on. Busy.
I saw you put out a tweet a couple of days ago saying that you had a number of meets to cover over the next couple of days. How many, in fact, do you actually have to cover over the next week or so?
Between when I put that tweet out and Tuesday, something like 81 races I need to write up and analyse. So there's been a few long nights and a few early mornings.
Going to say, you're not getting much sleep. But anyway, we need to get stuck into it at Kilmore this afternoon. The first race set to get underway at 1:30. There's 8 races on the card there. They're racing on a good 4. It's overcast conditions. The first race on the card, the favourite for Mike Moroney, is the 9, Seattle Dancer, at $3.40. The 4, Countless Tessa, is $4.40. And the 1, Ashburton, is $5. How do you kick off proceedings today, Harry?
Going with the Hayes and Dabney first starter, Ashburton. She's the full sibling to Gunnison, who won the Todman Stakes before being sold to Hong Kong, and has since amassed over $1 million of prize money. Other relations include Montez and Steamboat Sally. Her jump outs have shown promise. She has good gate speed. This is a suitable race to kick off in. Number 9, Seattle Dancer, had just the 1 run prior to a spell. It was a good effort with the form out of that race stacking up well. Jump outs have been good. Jens has jumped out well and reads fantastic on her pedigree page. And number 4, Countess Tessa, was sound over the trip last start at Bendigo, 1.964.
1.964 in the open. You can take out numbers 3, 5 and 8. They're the scratchings in race number 1 at Kilmore this afternoon. The second race on the card is also a maiden. It's over the 1,200 metres. Take out numbers 10 and 12. The favourite for Chris Waller is Zodica at $3.80. The 8, I Love This Hippie, is $4. And the 9, Still Kicking, is $4.40. Are you with the Chris Waller galloper here, Harry?
I'm not in the mix, but I've been waiting for I Love This Hippie to come back. Resumes gelded. Had 4 jump outs in the lead up to this, so he should be ready to go first up. Closed off well on debut into the minor money in what has turned out to be a solid form reference race, then failed to fire at Geelong, so was turned out. If he jumps clean and doesn't get too far back, expect he goes close. To beat Zodica, was supported on debut, ran 4 of 4, but it was a heavy track. The form through the others has been okay since 2. On a better surface, he's in the finish. Still Kicking closed off soundly on debut over shorter and should appreciate this trip. Credenza, maybe next best. 8.11.9.7.
8.11.9.7. Race number 3 at Kilmore. You can take out the numbers 3, 4, 15, 16 and 17. The favourite is red hot in the market. It's the 7, Blavatsky, out of So You Think the Filly there. $2. The 1, Miss Aperni, is $5. And the 10, Fantamix, is $5. Are you keen on the favourite here, Harry?
Well, with the punter's pest Silk Jacket scratched, we're rolling with Plan B, which is Blavatsky. Comes through a stronger race, stuck on OK after settling on the speed. The mile is the unknown, but she's drawn to go forward again and get every chance, noting that I wouldn't be diving in at even money, though. Zine was well beaten last start, but was sound enough in 2 runs prior. Blinkers go on, and she gets the services of Brad Rewilla. Miss Epinay was underwhelming last start, but runs prior were good enough for a race like this. And Phantom Mix swaps out blinkers for winkers and might be next best. Not a race I'm keen to play in, Matty. 7, 6, 1 and 10.
7, 6, 1 and 10. Race number 4 is over the 1450 at Kilmore this afternoon. The scratchings are numbers 10, 12, 13, 14 and 15. Another short price favourite, Ostrata, for Chris Waller once again at $2.10. Michael Walker takes the ride. The 7, Poet Warrior, is $4.40 and the 6, Ready to Indulge, at $5.50. Are we indulging in a winner here, Harry?
Yeah, we're indulging in Ostrata. Goes on top, resumes gelded, has been jumping out well. His 2 runs prior to a spell were good enough for this. Michael Walker rode on both of those occasions there. He sticks on here with only 1 other ride booked. This is the one he's come to win on. Poet Warrior stuck on well in front over a similar trip last start, likely to roll forward again. Forgive his Tatura run 2 back, a minor placing beforehand was good. Queen Maha or Ma raced wide throughout before being knocked around in the straight. Her run prior was good and back in trip is ideal. And Willett's back in trip with the blinkers on again. Can see him in the mix. But one is the best bet of the day ahead of 7, 9 and 4.
Okay, so the one Estrada, best bet of the day for Harry White there at Kilmore this afternoon. First leg of the quaddie is race number 5. It's over the 1450 again. You can take out numbers 11, 12, 13, 14, 15 and 16. The favourite for Mara and Eustace is An Irishman at $3.80. The 5, From the Stars, is $4.20. And the 2, The Regiment, is $4.60. This one looks a little bit tougher, Harry.
Yeah, it's a pretty open race. I'm going with The Regiment, hoping that he's third up and ready to fire out over this trip, much like he did third up last prep. Motored home and narrowly missed Dreams and Schemes last start, who was chasing 2 on the trot and has run well since. That was on the back of a good first up effort over an unsuitable trip, and he just doesn't fire fresh. He finally drops in grade and should be measuring up. An Irishman has been jumping out really well since having the plums out. He'll go forward and be in it for a long way. From the Stars is racing well. A second to La Marita at track and trip last start reads well. A wide draw has been negated with all of those scratchings. And number 6, Cyclone Tim, gets the visors on, is likely to go forward and give himself every chance, but he can be left out of my quaddy. 2, 1, 5 and 6.
2, 1, 5 and 6. Race number 6 there at Kilmore this afternoon. Take out numbers 2, 12, 13 and 14. The favourite for Matty Laurie is the 5, Elizano, at $3.80. The 8, Red Jewel Girl, is $4.40. And the 9, Durability, is $4.40. How do you see the 6, Has?
There's been a few key scratchings, Matty, and I'm hoping there's a bit of value in the toppy Kalalo. Ran well first up in a stronger race over the mile and should find this easier. Will also be suited to the 2,000-metre trip. He has to give weight to rivals, but his best is good enough, and at the price, I think he's worth a play. Red Jewel Girl has inconsistent form, but on her day, she'd be right in the thick of things. Elizano's been racing well and looks well-placed in a field of this calibre. Durability is an interesting one. Hasn't really come up this prep, but her best would be good enough. And she has to go in the quaddy, as do the other 3. 1, 8, 5, 9.
1, 8, 5 and 9. Race number 7 at Kilmore is over the 1,600 metres. Take out numbers 3, 12, 15, 16, 17 and 18. You'll get your money's worth if you can find the winner here, Harry. The favourite is the 2. Well, there's 2 joint favourites. The 2, High Doan, is $5.50, and so too is the 8, Empire Liberty, as well. And the 1, Chase on the Case, is $6. It looks very, very open, this one.
It is a tough race, Matty, and you not having kids yet wouldn't understand Chase on the Case is a Paw Patrol reference of a kids' TV show that I'm quite fond of.
You learn something new every day, Harry.
Well, that's right. Your time will come. Look, that horse is on top, ran okay in what was a stronger race at Caulfield last start on the back of a strong win over this trip prior, albeit in slightly weaker grade. Wasn't far off without excuse 3 back, who has subsequently won 2 on the trot. He can utilise a good gate, be more forward in the run, and can measure up in a tough race. High Dunn is third up and ready to fire. The key is getting back to a good surface. Been on soft 7 this prep. Chattercane is yet to miss the Quinella here at his home track. Was average last start, but won well here prior. Was good at Benalla beforehand. 3 kilos off his back with a claimer riding. Goes in the quaddie at a price. And Empire Liberty is another must for your quaddies. 1, 2, 6, 8.
1, 2, 6 and 8. The last race there this afternoon at Kilmore is set to go at 5 o'clock, and it's over the 1,200 metres. The scratchings are numbers 2, 3, 8, 14, 17 and 18. The favourite for David Brightoak is the 11, Jacoby Queen, at $3.10. The 10, the Great Bratsky, is $5.50, and so too is the 12, Arcapetta Beach. Harry, how do you bring us home this afternoon at Kilmore?
Jacoby Queen on top, Hornet, resumes off a couple of good jump outs. She had just the 1 run prior to a spell and won, beating Jay Gatsby, which is a really strong form reference now. We've seen a couple of other subsequent winners emerge from that race too. I really like her here. The Great Bratsky will be sure to run an honest race, but doesn't win out of turn. She's drawn well to go forward and have every chance. I'm glad number 16, Aerospeed, gained a start. He's been really good this prep and should go into the quaddy as a knockout hope at odds. And Archer Peter Beach ran a good third last start. Goes in the quaddy too. 11, 10, 16, 12.
11, 10, 16 and 12. Harry, how do we make a dollar there this afternoon at Kilmore?
Race 4, number 1, Estrada, is the best of the day. Value, a little bit hard to come by, but race 6, number 1, Kalalo, looks a good each-way play. Quaddy, 1, 2, 5 in the first leg. Second leg numbers 1, 5, 8 and 9. Third leg, 1, 2, 6 and 8. And in the last leg, 10, 11, 12 and 16. And play of the day, I'll have a running double, race 7, numbers 1 and 2, which is Chase on the Case and High Done, into race 8, number 11, Jacoby Queen.
All right, and I can't let you go without getting a couple of specials tomorrow at Flemington or at Rose Hill, wherever you want to play, Harry.
Well, that's a very personal question, Hornet. See what I did there? Personal.
Yeah, I like it. No, very, very good. I'm on board. I'm jumping on that train.
Yeah, we should. I know Sharky's keen as. And as far as the derby...
Sharky's been keen for 6 months on personal, so she's going to win at some point.
Yeah, well, that's right. And as far as the derby goes, I think Alberata's just a brave horse, and I couldn't let Johnny Get Angry go around at $34.
Yeah, I like your thinking too, Has. $7 the place too. That's very, very enticing. Good luck this afternoon, mate. We'll catch up over the next couple of days.
Thanks, Matty.
There you go. Harry White with his look at Kilmore. We'll take a break. We'll come back, and Ray Huxley's previewing the Valley.
On RSN 927's Racing Pulse, the Victorian Form Preview.
Welcome back to the Victorian Form Preview. Matt Nevitt with you this morning. Time to look at Moonee Valley tonight. And that first race set to get underway at 5:30 this evening. There's 8 races on the card at the Valley. They're racing on a good 4. They're expecting a couple of showers, but it shouldn't be too much of an effect on the track there this evening. Ray Huxley's done the form and he joins us on the line now. Good morning to you, Hucker.
And good morning, Matt.
So I just spoke to Harry then. It's an exciting time of the year, isn't it? Derby Day Eve.
Yeah, it is. A great racing tomorrow. It's a very, very open derby. I know a lot of people think that young Werner is, the likely winner of the race, but, gee, I found it a very, very open race and terrific racing all day.
Yeah, I agree. Fascinating derby. And then the Coolmore Stud Stakes is, well, it's one of the races of the year. It always is, and I can't wait for that. But first of all, we need to find a winner at the Valley tonight, Hucker. And the first race, like I said, gets underway at 5:30. The favourite for Richie Lamming is Bobsled, the 7 at $2.80. The 8, Captain Canuck, is $4.40. And the 3, Arong Road, is $5. Take out numbers 4, 6, 9 and 13. How do we commence proceedings tonight, Hucker?
Yeah, very keen on the one they've installed favourite, Bobsled. Only had the 2 starts. Strange, you know, very well-bred 3-year-old by Snitzel, and he went to Murtoa for his debut. You would think a Snitzel 3-year-old going to Murtoa that he'd be well in the market. Well, there was nothing in the market for him. He started $17, and he gave it a ton of cheek. He shared the lead and fought on very well in the straight. He was very green coming round the home turn. And then he went to Mornington last start and was badly held up over the final stages. I'm not saying he should have won, but he should have finished at least much, much closer than his third beaten a length and a half. I think he'll keep on improving. I notice that Richard Lemming has put blinkers on him for the first time. I think that will get him home. I think he might be the best for the entire night. I go 7 from 8. He's not far from a win, Captain Canuck, but he's... She had every chance in the world at Hamilton last start. Then 3 and 10. 7, 8, 3, 10.
7, 8, 3 and 10. Best of the night is the 7. We get the money nice and early. Race number 2 over the 1,200 metres. Take out numbers 6 and 8. The short price favourite is Deep Speed for the McAvoy camp at $1.75. The 3, Show Some Decorum, is $3.50. And the 7, Redneck Princess, at $8.50. Do we roll those winnings in from the first into the odds on favourite here, Hucker?
Certainly not me. look, he won all right in Adelaide at his only start. He led all the way. I tell you, seriously, he beat a very, very weak field, and now he's going to Moonee Valley and he's odds on favourite. I can't come at him. He might very well win, of course. He is an odds on favourite, but I've gone for the other one, Show Some Decorum. I like his first up run. He'll be improved by that. He did lead all the way to win at Sale at his first start in the race. So there's a ton of speed between these two. They're both front runners. Show Some Decorum's got the slightly better barriers, and also with the climb gets a 2 kilo advantage. So for that reason, I think he's equal to the top one, and so at better value, I'm going 3 from 1, 7 and 2.
3 from 1, 7 and 2. Race number 3 at the Valley tonight is over the 1,200 metres as well. You can take out numbers 7, 9, 10, 13, 16 and 18. The favourite is the 3, In Denial, at $5. The 11, Augmentation, is $6. And the 14, Rotator, which Mick Sharkey was spruiking a little bit earlier today, is also $6. Looks an open race, Hucker.
Yeah, it is. Wide open. I've gone back to the top weight, Montenegro Man. He will get back. He will be running on late. But, gee, he's been racing in much better company than this. He two starts ago with a 70 benchmark. He did run a close third, beaten less than a length, and then went to Caulfield last start and ran into the likes of Ancestry and only got beaten 3 lengths. That's terrific form for a race like this. He will need luck to get around them because he does get back, but in a very open race, I've gone for him ahead of number 4. Pintoff, who's one of the ones who will go forward. Number 3, In Denial, it drops back. It will be running on hard at the end. And Augmentation, it's another one that will go forward. So I go 1, 4, 3 and 11.
1, 4, 3 and 11. Race number 4 is over the 2,500 metres. Take out numbers 1, 11 and 13. The favourite for Paul Pruska is the 4, Vivid Red Sky, at $3.60. The 8, Waheen Toa, is $3.80. And the 6, Flag Edition, is $5.50. Could this kick off a big weekend for Paul Pruska, Hucker?
Well and truly it could. This also, one thing about him, you know, he will run the trip. He just keeps hammering away at the same bat. And he did win, he did win over 3,200 metres at Warrnambool one day on a soft track and was very strong at the end. So, you know, he will run the 2,500 out very strongly. And from the good barrier, he should get a great run all the time. I've got him on top, but I think there is a big danger in number 8, Waheen Toa. Had the 2 runs back from a break over 1,700 and 2,000. He's a dead set, is a dead set stayer. And getting out to the 25 tonight, it's going to be very hard to beat. 4 and 8, very hard to pick between them. Ahead of 5 and 6. 4, 8, 5, 6.
4, 8, 5 and 6. The first leg of the quaddie set to get underway at 7.30 tonight is the 9.55 there at the Valley. Take out numbers 6, 8 and 11. The favourite for Phil Stokes is the 2, Whipcracker Way, at $2.20. The 4, Young Liam, is $5. And the 1, Our Gladiator, is $7. Can Whipcracker Way continue on his winning ways, Hucker?
Yes, it's going to be harder. There's cracking speed, as you would expect in a 9.55 race, but there is cracking speed in the race. And for that reason, I thought number 9, Hard Rock Girl, who does go forward, but she can take a sit. Now, she won here first up after a 90-day spell last preparation, and she's first up today after a 90-day preparation. So I think first up, she's got a good winning chance, but it's an open race. A lot of speed. 9 from 2, 3 and 4.
9 from 2, 3 and 4. Second leg of the quaddie is over the 1,000 metres. You can take out numbers 4, 9, 14 and 16. The favourite for Brent Stanley is the 6. It's Kind of Magic at $3.40. The 8, Hint of Mint, is $5.50. And the 3, The Kimona, is $7.50. How do you see the 6, Hucker?
I like number 3, The Kimona. He's always had good ability, this horse, and he does race well at Moonee Valley. First up from spell, hadn't raced since April when he ran third here. First up, I thought it was quite a good run. I think he'll be improved by that outing. She's a bit of a grouse mare, and gross mare, and I think that run will do her a lot of good. I've got her on top, again, a very open race. Hint of Mint is resuming from a spell. He's got good ability, and if forward, would be very hard to beat in a race like this. Another good chance, I think, is number 2. I knew she was mine, and number 6, it's Kind of Magic. I thought it might be a little short for him, but he will be getting home hard, or her, I should say. It's a race from there. 3 from 8, 2 and 6.
3 from 8, 2 and 6. Apologies, I'll just give Glenn Boss the red button. I've got to hang up on him so I can get back on to the TAB website. Sorry, Bossy, I'll get back to you in a moment when I'm off air. Race 7 tonight at the Valley is the 12, Tatalina. The favourite is $3.60. The 2, Chuck-a-Luck, is $4.40. And the 9, Humble Pie, is $5.50. How do you see the 7th, Hucker?
Another very open race, mate. I'm going for the former New Zealand gelding Humble Pie, number 9. I liked his first up run at Geelong, first start in Australia, when He dropped out, but I thought he was very good in the straight and only got beaten a length. It was a good first up run, and I think he'll be hard to beat here, but again, a very open race. Chuck-a-Luck is a pretty good galloper for a race like this. I put him in for second, and then 8 and 12, 9, 2, 8, 12.
9, 2, 8 and 12, and we come home in the last at Mooney Valley tonight over the 1600 metres. Last race at 9 o'clock. Takeout numbers 4, 8, 10, 12, 13, 14 and 17. The favourite is the 1 Desert Dreamer at $5. The 5 Just Jake is $5.50 and the 11 Bacchus is also $5.50. If we're still punting at this stage of the night, Hucker, it looks a tough way to get out.
Yeah, it is. I like Just Jake, number 5. Gee, he's racing well. He's a little bit of a query, I suppose, at the 1600, but his form is terrific this time in, so I think he's very hard to beat. I go 5 from 11. 1 and 15. I made the best bet. Race 1, number 7, Bobsled. I think the value is in race 6, number 3, the Commoner, and 4, the Quadrella. First leg, 2, 3, 4, 9. Second leg, 2, 3, 6, 8. Third leg, 2, 8, 9, and 12. And the last leg, 1, 5, 11, and 15.
Good on you, Hucker. What's your best tomorrow, quickly?
Now I'm still studying them. open races.
We'll catch you in the morning. That's all good. Thanks, Hucker.
Thanks, pal.
There you go, Ray Huxley with his look at Mooney Valley. That wraps up.